It is true that the opposition and its allies are holding a protest march today across Conakry and in the interior of the country to show their anger as on how the transition is being managed by the junta.
What are they going to protest about? Because my understanding is that the military junta this week or last week released some members of the FNDC that have been jailed. So what is the purpose of the protest?
Yes, three of the FNDC and activists were released last week by the junta. But this is not all. Some other political prisoners are still in jail under the junta. The opposition wants all of them to be released together without any condition. And the opposition also wants to make sure that the ban on political demonstrations across the country is lifted completely by the junta. And also what we want is to make sure that the junta is held accountable for all what they've been doing. And that is to see, one, they launch investigations into the killings of opposition supporters, and to launch also investigations into the financial management of the country since they came to power.
Bring us up to date on the status of the transition negotiation between the military junta and the pro-democracy group and political parties. Where are we in the negotiations?
The negotiation collapsed in about 2 weeks ago because the opposition is accusing the junta of not wanting to meet their demands. Their demands are, as I've mentioned before, that they want all political prisoners under the junta to be released and to make sure that bans on political demonstrations across the country are also lifted, and that the junta is held accountable for all what they've been doing. So they want proofs of all this. But none of this so far been met, except the release of the three activists of FNDC. And now the opposition is saying that those were the prerequisite for the opening of formal talks. Up till now, there have not been formal talks between the opposition and the junta. Again, the opposition is also asking for the presence of ECOWAS and also G5 countries to witness the opening of formal talks between the junta and the opposition. But this is what really the junta don't want to hear, that the presence of ECOWAS in the talks with the political parties, the junta don't want that. They also don't want to see the G5 countries in their midst, so to be able to take part into any talks. They say the talks have to be inter-Guineans, so therefore nobody is welcomed. And now the opposition is saying until ECOWAS and the G5 countries and also their demands are met completely, then they will go back to the negotiating table. About 2 days ago, the religious leaders called upon the opposition leaders to make sure that they asked them to return to the negotiating table. The opposition themselves, in return, asked the religious leaders to go to the government and ask them to meet their demands. So once their demands are met, so they say they will eventually return to the negotiating table and also open formal talks under the open eyes of ECOWAS and the G5 countries.